Reading the West Australian this morning, I found it quite remarkable that teachers have been subject to some abusive emails from parents. And from my understanding and reading of the article in the West this morning, they had to reply to these emails. They can now opt out, so they should be able to opt out. I don't know how anybody in their right mind thinks it is appropriate to write abusive emails to their sons or daughters' teachers. You can understand there are frustrations and there are issues, but you don't need to go to the level of vitriol and abuse. Sue Ellery is the Education Minister. She can tell us more, and she joins us live on the line right now. Minister, thank you for your time.
Good afternoon, Ollie. Most parents communicate with their schools really well, respectfully, calmly, rationally, about the kind of issues that are important to them and the things that need to be followed up with their class teacher and even the principal. However, what staff and principals are telling me is that increasingly there is a small number of parents, but their behaviour is becoming kind of more and more extreme, who are sending emails and expecting responses at all times of the day and night, throughout the night, expecting immediate responses. And indeed, some of those communications, those emails, and even fronting up to the office, are threatening, offensive language, derogatory comments. It's that kind of keyboard warrior stuff that people are saying things in emails that they would never generally say to people's faces. And this is about sending a message to staff. You don't have to put up with this. We expect you to respond to emails generally during school hours. Of course, sometimes there'll be emergencies. And you don't have to put up with abuse. And it's saying to those parents who do this kind of thing, you need to think twice, because this is not reasonable behaviour.
No, it isn't reasonable at all, Sue Ellery, by anybody's measure. So the protocols were that the teacher still had to respond to those emails, regardless of the level of abuse or vitriol directed at them?
No, it wasn't that they had to.
Right.
No, it wasn't that they had to, but there was this kind of expectation, and there wasn't a clear message from me and from the department to everybody saying, actually, let's stop and think about this. It might be convenient for you to send the email after work at 7 o'clock or 7.30, but you can't expect the teacher who finishes work closer to 4 o'clock or 4.30 to respond that night. They will respond to you in a reasonable period of time. So this is just making it clear to everybody. And, you know, some parents, I stress this is a small group, but, you know, their language has been quite extreme and aggressive. And some of them were demanding instant responses and then getting a response and not liking it, and so kind of escalating the language and the offensiveness and the kind of threatening tone in the emails. And that is not a responsible way to communicate about your child's education.
So are there any repercussions for these parents who might carry on like this in an email form, Minister?
Well, school staff are not expected to respond to communication that's not acceptable and aggressive and offensive, and so they'll just be referred up the chain. The parent won't be dealing with the teacher or the principal anymore. It'll be referred up to regional office and up further if that's required, because it's about saying zero tolerance for threats and offensive language and derogatory comments. You know, I understand people's passion about their kids' education. That's important, and I want to encourage that. But this is just about building respect and thinking twice before you hit the keyboard.
Yeah, very, very, very important. And let's hope that trend, we can just lower the temperature a little bit and we can have, you know, a little bit more respect, Minister.
Absolutely.
Appreciate your time. Thank you, Sue Ellery.
Thanks, Ollie.
She's the Education Minister. If you're a teacher on the receiving end of some of these vitriolic and abusive emails, how do you handle it? And are you happy now you got the backing of the Education Minister and the department to be able to ignore that sort of correspondence or escalate it to the regional offices or higher authorities?